Ladies and gentlemen, please tune in every Thursday night here at WGXC to hear the Magic Stranger spin 69 underground sounds from that endless year humans landed on the moon.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Rip Van Winkle Tobacco Free Action, helping to create tobacco free places for people to live, learn, work, and play. TobaccoFreeNYS.org.
Welcome to WGXC, Mom. Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. I don't really know if I'm on the air or not. Am I on the air? Am I on the air? Okay, I'm on there.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
Yeah, I can't hear really myself.
Yeah, me neither. Is that better?
Can you turn up the headphones a little? Now I can hear myself a little better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
So, did I play O-Land last week?
I don't think you did.
I don't think I even knew.
What's
about
O-Land?
It's a new musician I like.
How did Audacity start showing up?
I turned on the thingy.
Good for you.
I pressed the little red button.
You're a genius.
Wow.
Hang on a sec.
What? What? She's... Oh, okay. So, you know what I've been watching? From Dusk Till Dawn.
Wait a sec, let me guess. Elementary?
I already said it.
Oh.
I said From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, you're really into this show.
Yeah. It's, it, obviously, it's a reboot. It's a TV series of the original with creepy Quentin Tarantino and George Clooney, right?
Okay, see, Clooney? I think there were two From Dusk Till Dawns.
Okay, there weren't.
What's the movie
I looked it up with my friend.
Okay, there's a different movie then, and Roberto Rodriguez made a version, and then Quentin Tarantino made a version. Like, they made the same movie.
One movie.
I'm okay, maybe From Dusk Till Dawn isn't the movie, but I'm while you're playing a song, I'm going to look it up on IMDb.
Okay. All right.
You're going to play O-Land?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's... Okay.
Because I have an iPhone.
We already talked about that last week.
For the whole show.
Yeah, for the whole show.
Yeah.
Here's Renaissance Girls by O-Land.
I got an iPhone.
It's not playing. I don't know why it's not playing.
We're just full of technical difficulties today.
Isn't this auxiliary one?
The top button? Is the top button on?
Maybe it's not plugged in all the way.
Is the volume up on your thingy?
Wasn't plugged in all the way. I can be an engine, dressing like a bee. I'm a real independent, doing the laundry and planning for the future. It's in nature of a Renaissance girl. I can be your darling, cooking your dinner and soothing your heartaches. Having three kids and still remain a virgin. It's my version of a Renaissance girl. Live me up where the air is thin and my mind will take off. Pull me down.
Sculpting your face like you always wanted, making you believe it's just how I saw it. It's logic for Renaissance girl. I can be impressed by all the things you know. I'm a fan, I'm obsessed. Now I'm knitting your sweater while I drive in your fast car. It's mastered by a Renaissance girl. I'll miss my money, you can be my backbone. I'll call you honey, you can cry on my shoulder. Let it all breathe. Got a degree in psychology. Lift me up where the air is thin and my mind will take off. Pull me down when my love is pure and my feet are on ground. Come along, we can be a Renaissance girl. Come along, come along, move forward, move forward.
It's not playing anymore.
Okay, well, that's fine because I just happened to look up... Okay, first of all, his name isn't Roberto Rodriguez. It's just Robert Rodriguez. I've got Roberto Bolaño on the brain, but it's just Robert Rodriguez. Okay, second of all, can I just say that guy has directed like 80 Spy Kids movies.
Oh my God, really?
He's directed like... Okay, there's one that's called...
Can I see it?
No. It's called All the Time in the World in 4D.
What's 4D?
Spy Kids. All the Time. It came out in 2011.
Let me see it.
What's up with that?
Give me it. I'm on here.
Hang on. Mom. Okay, I think the movie that I'm thinking of that he directed one and then later... Oh, El Mariachi. That was a good movie. I think I'm thinking of Desperado.
All right, let me see the Spy Kids thing.
There. Plus, he directed that movie Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember that one.
Yeah. And he directed 4 episodes of the TV series From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, which ones?
You'd have to click on the button.
Well, I need to find where it is first. It'll be at the top.
It's one. Really... I hope people think that this is great radio. The oh two of us on the
okay.
iPhone.
I just want to...
It's like... It is really some sharp...
Wow, it was from 1996. Later than I thought.
Yeah, do you know how old I was in 1996?
Spy Kids. Spy Kids 2. Island of Lost Dreams. Spy Kids 3D. Game Over. And now we're going to skip over some of Oh, he directed Sin City.
He directed 2 Sin City
movies.
Oh,
moves. I saw the new one.
This guy's like,
it.
He is directing.
Oh, The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lava Girl 3D.
Come on. Remember?
I loved that movie. I really did. Okay,
it
Spy Kids, All the Time in the World in 4D. What's 4D?
Hollywood hasn't caught up to this guy yet. You know what? El Mariachi, I think he made that movie for $5,000. His first real movie. I felt like that's when everybody heard about him. They were like, hey, there's this guy, Robert Rodriguez, and he made a movie for $5,000. Everybody's like, ooh. I think it was El Mariachi. But one of these movies, there was like a Spanish version that he directed. And then later, Quentin Tarantino directed an English version that wasn't as good.
Who could have guessed? Quentin Tarantino is so creepy.
I just watched.
Have I shown you the email?
Did you get an email from Quentin Tarantino?
No, it's not something to talk about on the radio. But I'll show you it later.
Is there an email that he wrote?
It's an email from... I'll show you it later. He'll yell at me if I talk about it on the air. But look at this cast. Come here. They're really good looking.
I can't come here. I'm at a
You're
microphone.
You're in a rolly chair with a microphone that bends. She's moving over with her microphone. Look.
Okay.
Look. Isn't he cute?
That's Zane Holtz?
Yeah.
Who is he?
No one really knows who he is, and he doesn't look as good without the glasses on. When
he's
Richie,
he's
really
show?
Good looking. Yeah, he plays Richie in From Dusk Till Dawn.
Alrighty. Yeah, he's good looking.
And he's Seth.
But I'm not allowed to like act too enthusiastic about guys under a certain age. Because then I'm creepy.
That doesn't stop you.
Because then I'm creepy.
Zane, let me just find a picture of Zane Holtz with the glasses.
This is more thrilling radio.
He was in Holes.
Brought to you by WGXC. People on an iPhone.
Now I can't find a picture of him with glasses.
She's scrolling.
They're all shirt. Here it is. Look, doesn't he look way better with the glasses?
Yeah, he looks pretty good with the glasses. He's almost as cute as Beast.
Who's the? Oh, what's his face?
I love that guy, Harry. Is he too young for me to like? Is that creepy?
Well, he's an X-Men, so I think you gained the right with that one.
I'm allowed to like an actor in X-Men.
Yeah. It's just for me, whenever I think of Beast, I think of the hairy guy. Because in the comics, he doesn't change from human form to Beast form.
Like
he's always just a hairy blue guy.
He's never human?
No.
Isn't his name Harry?
Henry. And Hank. His real name's Henry, but people call him Hank.
All right, Hank. I
Hank McCoy.
He's cute.
You like him a lot, don't you? Did you know the actor who plays him is engaged to, what's her face? Jennifer Lawrence.
No way.
I wish they could see her reaction. Or he was for a little while.
How did
anyway.
He get Jennifer Lawrence? I'm sorry to just be so...
He looks too young for her.
Well, she's like the most famous actress in the world right now,
well,
pretty
much.
Well,
you think he's cute, so...
Yeah, but that doesn't usually go very far.
They were both in X-Men.
So. Yeah, I know. Maybe he's got a thing about blue paint.
They're both blue. They're both blue. X-Men. That's great.
That's so weird.
Are you okay?
Maybe they'll get married in blue.
That would be weird. We never get phone calls.
How do people know we're here?
Who's listening to the radio show?
People are listening. Hello to you who are listening. We know you're listening and we're glad. You.
Thank you. Do I have any other songs I wanted to play? No, I don't.
How come?
You're not seriously going to do that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
So what else can we talk about here today?
I don't know. What else? Elementary.
I watched like half an episode of Elementary.
You did?
Yeah, I sat down with you watched some.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And my reaction to Elementary
was... She still resents it because it doesn't have Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, I just felt like so sorry for that guy who's
not
Benedict.
What about the Robert Downey Jr. movies?
What about them?
Well, you like them.
Oh, yeah, those are great. Well, they have Jude Law.
Yeah, they do have Jude Law. He's cute, though. Johnny Lee Miller.
He is like...
He's scruffy.
I just feel so sorry for him. He's like the not Benedict Cumberbatch. Sherlock
I really
Holmes.
Don't. I don't feel bad for people who aren't Benedict
Cumberbatch. He's not half as interesting as an actor.
How do you know that?
Because I watched it. Because I have a critical mind.
So he's not a huge... I'm trying to think of a word for it that isn't a swear.
Jerk.
Yeah, jerk. Thank you.
He's still a jerk. It's not the jerk. That's not what makes the BBC Sherlock so great.
What is it?
Okay, first of all, Benedict has those eyes. They're narrow.
Okay, so I'm gonna lay it out for you guys. She likes the BBC version of Sherlock because the character who plays Sherlock looks like an alien.
He does.
That's why she likes it.
Plus,
that's why she's resenting the one with
Natalie
Dormer.
He's got those crazy cheekbones. He's got these, like...
I don't find him that attractive.
His cheekbones are so intense.
Do you find him attractive? You just think he's interesting to look at. You don't even think he's that good looking.
I find him attractive.
How?
I think he's good looking. And I love little Hobbit guy.
But,
he's awesome, too.
Oh, I don't like him.
Oh, my God. He's so adorable.
He's a jerk in real life.
That doesn't matter.
It
everybody's
does matter.
Almost everybody's a jerk in
you
real
You know
life,
who's
Loretta.
Not a jerk? Natalie Dormer.
Well, bully for her. Hooray.
No, don't make fun of Natalie Dormer.
I'm not making fun of her. I mean, there are, you know, some people aren't jerks in real life. What's his name? Chris Pratt. I don't think he's a jerk.
Yeah, there's no way he's a jerk.
He's got
who
a mom who works at a Safeway.
That's great.
There's just no way that you're a Hollywood superstar and
you
your
know
mom
who doesn't
still
seem
works
like
at
a jerk?
Safeway.
Aubrey Plaza.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Aubrey Plaza
is?
I got
another call.
Wow.
Those calls aren't for us. They're like, you know, people calling for Lynn and Katie and stuff.
Who else doesn't seem like a jerk?
Seem doesn't go for anything, Loretta.
Natalie Dormer. I heard you said that, didn't I?
Deja vu? Are we going?
I meant Sebastian Stan, but I said Natalie Dormer.
We've come full circle.
Yeah. Sebastian Stan. No, Chris Evans. Chris Evans isn't a jerk.
He's not a jerk.
There's no way.
Apparently, Benedict is a jerk. But I don't really care. He's still the better Sherlock.
No, he's not.
He is so much better.
He's not.
That's all you got? He's not?
Well, Moriarty's still better. And Moriarty's the best part of BBC Sherlock. So.
Anyway, Elementary seemed good. I all of this aside, I thought it seemed
Lucy
like a
pretty
good
Liu is amazing.
Show. She's good.
She's really good.
Yeah, she's cool. I like her.
John Watson is like weak. He's wimpy. Joan is like, yeah.
That's not really quite true. Watson in the BBC Sherlock is like...
He's so timid.
He's timid, but like sort of... he's aware of his own timidity and like grappling with it and always trying to rise above it. Like there's that scene where he goes into the like opium den and he rescues the neighbor's son. Do you remember that? And he's like beating people up. He's really fierce in that scene. He's like a... He's pummeling people.
How much did you watch where you know that Joan doesn't do the same thing? What, like 20 minutes?
I did only watch like 20 minutes.
She beats people up too.
Oh.
And plus it's better because she's Lucy Liu. You have to admit that Lucy Liu playing Watson is more interesting than Martin Freeman playing Watson. You have to admit that.
Why?
Because it's a female character.
That's interesting. It was genius casting.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And Natalie Dormer as Moriarty is...
I haven't seen her yet.
Yeah, I know. I haven't either, but she's going to be amazing.
We got a new DVD today.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to watch it. You should watch some with me.
Don't forget, you're going to bed at 11 tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Remember you promised me?
I know. But you don't... I mean, it's supposed to be a modern adaption. You know, do you think... I said this before. Didn't I say this before? If it were a modern version of Sherlock Holmes, it's not going to be all pasty white dudes.
Yeah.
It's going to have more diversity.
Yeah. You're right. And it is more diverse.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's more modern. You know, the BBC Sherlock, it's more popular. I'll give it that. It's a lot more popular. There's bees. He has bees in Elementary.
Who has bees?
Sherlock.
He keeps bees?
Yeah. And he names one after Joan. It's really cute.
Aw.
Yeah.
Do you not have any more music?
Not really, no. I have another O Land song. I don't really have that much music. Most of my music has swear words in it.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we could keep talking.
We can keep talking.
Can I tell you about this movie I watched last night?
Yeah.
It was called Sand Pebbles. The Sand Pebbles. Isn't that a terrible name for a movie?
Well, it depends on the movie.
It's about warships in China in 1926.
Sand pebbles, it could have been worse.
Okay. So I watched this movie because this friend of mine was like recommending it for a long time. And all of a sudden I saw it there on Netflix. So I watched it and it had Steve McQueen in it. Do you know who Steve McQueen is?
Oh, I love Steve McQueen. He did 12 Years a Slave, didn't he? Am I thinking of someone else?
Nope. That is Steve McQueen, but it's the director, not the actor. There was an actor in the 1960s and 70s named Steve McQueen.
Oh.
You're absolutely right. Another Steve McQueen.
He just immediately...
That was Steve very McQueen. Cute that you thought it was the same guy, though.
He's great. I love him.
Do you love the original Steve McQueen?
I don't know much about the original Steve McQueen. I really should have put that together. I've never heard of this movie. So I didn't know.
It's kind of an obscure movie. But anyway, so this guy, he goes onto this gunship in China. And it's really intense because everyone he gets close to dies. So like one after another, people who get close to him start dying. It's like really intense.
I watch a lot of shows where that happens.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a really good movie. I totally recommend it. And very weird, like not one that you hear much about, but I thought it was really good. I'm not going to say too much more about it, but it was a good movie.
Can you talk about From Dusk Till Dawn a bit more?
Yeah, Salma Hayek, she was in that movie.
Yeah, she plays Santana Go Pandemonium.
In the movie?
In the old one.
Yeah, she's not in the new one.
No.
What happened to her?
Mm-hmm. Isa Gonzalez plays Santana Go in the new one. She's really a great actress. Let me...
I'm sort of tired.
Okay, so I'm trying to talk into the microphone so she doesn't yell at me and also find pictures of Santana.
Oh, you know what I did?
Her. The lady who's on the cover of the thingy.
Oh, wow. Hey, I sent you an email with that band Subtract.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play that. Do you want to play that?
Did you hear the song? Because I know some of their songs have curse words.
I don't know. I don't know if it has curse words.
Maybe we shouldn't.
S-B-T.
R-K-T.
Subtract shares new track.
That's clever. Subtract.
Yeah, I don't know. It might not.
The online experience is... continue to mobile version. Look, pre-order now.
That's not what we want to do.
No.
We just want to hear the song. All right. Well, I got nothing, Loretta, unless you want me to come up with some song off my iPod.
No.
Which is actually not an iPod.
Mom, you...
Oh, here it is. Look Away featuring Caroline Polachek.
Who's that? I'm trying to think of... Oh, you know Anthony Mackie?
Just plug it in. Play a little.
I don't want to.
I want
to. I don't. I need to listen to it first. Yeah. You know Anthony Mackie?
He plays Hawkeye?
No.
Falcon.
Yeah.
Falcon.
Falcon.
Yeah.
He did a movie with Chris Evans.
Another movie with Chris Evans.
Another movie with Chris Evans.
You haven't been like so into Marvel lately.
That's not true.
Really?
I was up all night reading comics. There's you know Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've gotten into her series lately. the comic that I read last night with her was really funny. It was, you know, Rocket
yeah,
Raccoon.
Yeah, was he in it?
Yeah, he's in it. And for the past few issues, he's been insisting that Carol's cat is a Flurkin. Which looks exactly like a cat, but has tentacles and lays eggs, and is very deadly and can be sold for a lot of money. And so, obviously, it's like, it's a cat. His name is Chewy. He's a really cute cat. He's orange.
Chewy.
Yeah, and Rocket tried to kill Chewy a couple times, thinking it was a Flurkin. So Carol was, like, having an argument with him about it. Also, Carol's boyfriend died, and then the cat turned out to be a Flurkin and laid eggs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta have something to play. What about on your phone? You don't have any music on your phone?
I already played it. I played those remixes, remember?
Play something else.
I don't have anything else.
I'm bored.
I have a good... I have...
I'm on the damn show.
Do you
show.
Know If by Janet Jackson?
No, I don't. Play it.
I have a remix of it, and it was good. I was listening to it last night. I just don't remember if it had curses or not. Because you yell at me if I play a song with curses.
Well, it's not just me who's going to yell at you.
Yeah, I know.
Katie and Lynn are going to yell at you.
Illegal. I played You're Not the One. Remember the Sid Rim remix of You're Not the One?
Yeah, I remember that.
And what else did I play? I played... I don't know. I played something else. Oh, I played... Lies, the Tourist remix.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a really good song, by the way. But here it is. This is on SoundCloud.
It's a little quiet.
It speeds up in a minute.
Smile and shine.
Good, right?
That was cool.
That was the K Tronda remix of If by Janet Jackson.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool.
So now I want to look up Quentin Tarantino on IMDb.
He's so creepy. He's not. He always puts himself in his films.
Yeah, I know.
And it's weird because he's not a good looking guy.
Yeah, he's really not a good looking guy. Not that that's all there is.
No. Although he does seem a little bit self-obsessed.
Django Unchained, that was a good movie.
I thought you didn't like that so much.
I loved it. Oh. It was a good movie.
What, did Dad not like it so much?
I don't know.
I want to see that. I never saw that.
I don't know what I'm thinking about that there was... Maybe it's just Quentin Tarantino was in From Dusk Till Dawn. Is that all I'm thinking?
Yeah, because he was Richie, wasn't he?
Yeah. I'm just
because Richie's the one
confused.
Where like Santanico puts her foot in his mouth. That's how I remember it.
Because
Tarantino's got a foot thing, so I always yeah.
He plays Richard Gecko.
Richie, that's the guy. That's Zane Holt.
That's the guy. That's Zane Holt's big improvement.
much better looking.
This is like kind of rude that we're
only
talking about.
I don't think
about
we're really
looks.
Bringing Tarantino's. Ego down. I think he's pretty high up there. You know, on the chart of people with big egos, Tarantino
WGXC
isn't too low down.
Me again. Yeah. I think it's almost time to go.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Do you have like a song to play while I set up? We're going to throw it to the afternoon show in Catskill.
Yeah.
Coming up here on WGXC.
What songs do I have? I don't have any songs.
Then you have to talk while I do it.
Okay, here's the 80s remix of Pretty Hurts by Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay. If no.